Just wanted to start by asking you what's going on today.
Okay, well, we're occupying the market square in solidarity with the other occupations that are going out throughout the entire world in protest against the utter injustice that's going on in the world today on pretty much every level.
And what's the plan? I mean, what? Obviously, a lot of people have come together here today. What can we expect to happen in the next 24 hours?
Well, other than promoting all the corruption and greed and suffering that's going on in the world to other people to help them realise just how bad it all is, we hope to bring people together, to coordinate together, to meet up, to share likewise opinions and to start building a community democratic based process with ourselves and to spread from there where everybody has a valid opinion that counts and is taken on board.
It's quite different to the current political system, for example.
Absolutely, yes.
What was the inspiration to do this here? I mean, obviously there's, like I say, it's a worldwide movement,
yeah.
But any particular things that sparked off this idea?
I think in particular it was the Wall Street, the Spanish and the Greeks having all their huge sit-ins and occupations that really inspired the rest of the world to get up and join in and say, look, we've had enough.
What, like, I mean, obviously you can't speak for everyone here, but for yourself personally, what are the things you most want this alternative, you know, way of working to achieve for people in the country?
In the long run or the short term?
Either, both.
In the short term, we need the NHS back, we need to stop all these cuts of services that are making people's lives a misery and even harder than they are today. We need to sort out people's lives so that they can afford to live instead of struggling. In the long term, capitalism sucks. We want to run rid of it. The monetary system is a joke. It just makes us all slaves. We can never get out of it. It's run, controlled and owned by the business corporations and the huge bankers, and we don't really have a say. You might think we've got a vote, but at the end of the day, they make the decisions and what they want happens.
I'm sure you were here earlier when the Jarrah marchers came, and it's, you know, talking to some of them earlier and saying a lot of the same things you are. So it's really nice to see two things coming together.
Absolutely,
today.
Yes. And one of the other initial prompts to do this is was the Jarrah march. It's like we wanted to show support for them, and just the fact that it happened on the same day was great for us.
The only reason we've got a right to be here is because we have asserted our right to be here. It is not thanks to this rotten council.
Everyone is printing everybody. This is not about cops. It's not about tippers. It's about every single person. All our children. The homeless. All they made some nice statues around the city made of wicker. But they could have kept a homeless hostel open for another year. They could have kept Shawstar open. They could have had Meals on Wheels. But no, we've got pretty things around the city centre made of wicker. Come on!
Hello.
Hi.
My name's Cam.
Hi.
I've got 11 GCSEs. We've got a BTEC National Diploma in Creative Digital Media. Yeah. I've not had a job for 5 years. Five more years!
Yeah.
Boo.
I saw you.
I think realistically we should be looking at more employment for young people rather than wasting our time trying to bail out everybody else. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
But basically, what I'm trying to say is that we are sick and tired of having no jobs, no actual chance of doing anything with our lives, when we've been told from the start that we should be the ones who are getting jobs to fund this economy. Who else is going to do it for us?